limbs or body parts that are, you were taken out from a surgery, like a kidney. Okay. The next one would be a large animal. And then a small animal. Are you aware of those two?
Well, you're talking about the holographic med beds.
Mm-hmm. Those are, those would those be, they could help a
Tara.
Crippled horse, crippled dog?
Yes. Yes. Okay. They're, those are holographic med beds, but see, because these companies have gotten involved in, oh, since Trump took over, well, since his administration, Foxconn, Medtronic, and Hillcon, and ResMed, and these companies have collaborated together to take it to the next generation, because some of those were originally used for like 20 years in the secret space program, and they have one model, and they're designed by the alien technology, and they were involved in that design. But now they have been helping, I'm talking about the aliens, been helping those companies to assemble that, and most of the assembly is going on the dark side of the moon, on at a moon base there. And then when they get a lot, they're trying to stock up and get a lot of stock, so when the RV and Nasara and everything rolls out, then they'll have a lot of med beds to roll out at once, because they keep saying it's going to happen instantly. You know, everybody's going to have them. They keep saying that. So they're storing the med beds on Solar Warden, these long cigar shaped, that the U.S. Navy cigar shaped motherships, for lack of a better term. But so they've got a mass amount that they made, and they're stored. And I know of a flight surgeon in San Augustine, Florida. He's in the U.S. Navy and everything, and he happens to have his own private practice right there next to the Navy base and everything. And I've, you know, he's got some of those med beds in his back office, but it's locked. It's under GPS. He can't use it, but he can look through the window and see him. And I've seen him, but he can't use it until the QFS is actually rolled out and the SAR is actually here. Because if he messes the locker, tampers in any way, the special forces will be there in less than 10 minutes because he's right next to the base. So, and they've already shipped out several of those med beds that you're talking about, Danielle. They've already shipped out to Uruguay, Chile, Peru, Grenada, Puerto Rico, and Haiti. They've already shipped some of those out with technicians to train, because, you know, behind the scenes, they're already using those for the kids that they're rescuing out of the dumps. Because some of the soldiers have had some problems in those areas, especially in Uruguay. So they've got the med beds there, and they're being used, but that's not publicly known. It's I know people in the military, and anyway, it's, that's what I know that is that's happening right now. Did I answer your question? I can't remember.
Absolutely, okay. But you did. You, I mean, you can take this one back, Medina, Ohio, Danielle. I want one of those machines. So you can put me on one of those. You can put me on that list of, you know. You know, Paraguay. I'll work on stage 4 cancers and, you know, my heart disease. Yeah, here comes my dog again.
Well, Dr. Johnny, how is someone's asking, Tara's asking, how is it different to Jared Rand's celestial chambers?
That's tachyon technology.
Yep.
So I was answering Danielle's question. That's holographic. In other words, basically in a nutshell, those med beds like she's talking about, or like what they're using in Paraguay and Peru, it kind of, for lack of a better way of saying it, takes a picture of your DNA and registers that And then it knows, because that DNA shows from when you're born all the way to you are right now, and how all the changes that have happened. And, it, you know, the DNA records that. So then it will reverse back to the time, maybe 30 years ago, when you didn't have cancer, when you didn't have all these things,
right.
And the DNA was more perfect. So it's going to pick one of those times where it's the optimal amount, maybe when you're 25 or maybe when you're 28, when you had your optimal DNA, you know, fully mature and everything is working just great until you start drinking or whatever, you know, it gets you back to that point and then puts that impression back into your body. So then your DNA at this moment will just copy that. And within moments or seconds, your DNA will change to that earlier state because it gives it a template to fit into. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And that's the holographic?
Yep. That's a holographic MedBeds, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so basically it's one of the three or four kinds that you're talking about, right? That's out there. I know that there's four different kinds.
Well, I'm going to be talking about five or six different kinds, plus the cryogenic units. Those are for right. other purposes. So they're mass producing those as well.
Yeah. And the barometric chambers as well. You're talking about that, right? That's what you're
Well, they could be using those too, because one of my projects that I'm going to be working on is a clinic that a big doctor. He ran like the governor's doctor's board of California for many years and been in charge. Anyway, so he's pretty well established on paper, okay, to say the least. But he's working on a clinic in Las Vegas, and that's one of my projects that I want to support with him. He's registered. He's licensed in Texas as a medical doctor as well as California and Nevada. So when I build my clinic in Texas, he wants, you know, that would be part of his clinic, but I want to help him with his clinic in Las Vegas and learn from that and then go forward with what we're doing. So we're talking to people that will sell us the med beds and have them there in the clinic.
That was my question. How are all of these med beds going to be distributed? Are they going to go just to medical personnel or like Danny? Will she be able to have them in her clinic type thing? What's the plan with the distribution?
Well, it's done by the military and done, you know, there is a screening process. And that's what I'm doing with my program. I mean, if you want to look at what I'm doing, it's themastersurvivor.com, okay? So themastersurvivor.com. So, you know, my patients are going to get first, that's really the way it is, first choice on it because I want the best for my patients. And these chosen places are going to go out first. And then there's a few hospitals. You hear about all the hospitals, you know, doing nothing or they're losing employees or whatever. Well, right now it seems like such a bad thing, but empty hospitals is exactly what they want because they want to fill back with military and, you know, get the right stuff. And that's why I'm working with this doctor. Like, for example, one of the things he promoted during the Trump administration was your right to try, you know, where you could, if you're a cancer, you know, dying veteran or whatever, and you want to try an experimental right. drug that hadn't been tested, then, you know, Trump issued that your right to try to if you wanted to, you could try. And so the doctor I'm working with, he really pushed that and helped Trump push that. You know, your right to try. So, you know, you sign a release and, you know, I'll take any odds that, you know, I'll just roll the dice. You know, if it works, it works. Done and done. So they move. So he helped with your right to try. And so everything he's doing in his clinic is all non-invasive. So not, and so everything I've been doing for 38 years, of course, is non-invasive, and food is your medicine, medicine's your food. So I didn't go after this doctor. He came after me because he wanted my laboratory science and my program to use in his clinic. So I never did offer him anything. He came to me, and he called me every day for like 10 days in a row. And I think he was trying to figure out if I was, you know, I saw on his resume, one of the things he did was addiction counseling, and, you know, he helped with, I think he was trying to figure out if I was, you know, smoking or what, you know, but I don't, you know, since 1991, I've been straight and sober. So after about 10 or 2 weeks, you know, 10 days or 2 weeks, then he goes, all right, Johnny, you know, that's great. And so he calls me Dr. Johnny. I call him Dr. John. And, you know, we talk back and forth. So, that's one of the things I'm excited about planning on my future, on helping the individual, because I have two ways I'm going. I'm helping, you know, the macrocosm, and then the microcosm is the individual. And Luna, I talked to you about that, I believe, already. And some people don't get it, but I just have this desire to make a difference. And when this RV and everything came along, I'm like, wow, how did they know I needed something like this, you know, because this is exactly. And then when I found about the world, you know, your group, benevolence group, and, you know, and I read the letter Luna put out about St. Michael, and it didn't have anything else. It just said Luna and then her email. So instead of email at, I just copied the worldbenevolentgroup.com, put it in, and boy, I signed up right away. So that's, I came in instantly that way. So, yeah. And so, you know the rest of the story, Luna, but I don't think everybody else is quite up to speed on it.
No, not yet.
But, but so I've been doing what I've been doing. My father was a medical doctor, and I learned about laboratory working in his clinic for a while, you know, as a kid. But then I ran a laboratory since 1982. And anyways, a long story, but basically I work with five laboratories right now, world-class laboratories. And one's a Tesla biohealing laboratory, and they have med beds too. So I've got med beds available through the Tesla biohealer. Like Luna has a biohealer, and that puts out scalar energy. You don't have to plug it in or anything, but scalar energy, the Chinese called it chi. The Indians called it prana. It is from the ether. It is the energy of life. So it goes through everything, whether it's lead, the earth, the mountain, it, you know, scalar chi that Tesla discovered goes through everything. But the most important thing about it is if you get in a field, like when you're around the biohealer, and Luna, I hope you keep your biohealer around you all the time, right close to you. You know, that's important because you want to be in that field. It goes about 3 feet out, okay? So if you got it near you, wear a little fanny pack. It'd be wonderful. Because what it does is it excites all the way from neutrinos and quarks all the way up to the cells, to the mitochondria. It gets everything going because that chi is what, that scalar energy is what gives life. You know, we got it on a really small, low degree here in the earth and around us. But when we get it concentrated, like in the Tesla MedBed or the Tesla biohealers, then we can increase it in our body. And when all of our cells go up in voltage, and that's measured, then we get total healing. Whether if someone has a tumor, their voltage is like 20 to, you know, 25 millivolts. But when you have the biohealer near you, or you're on the Tesla MedBed, for example, all your cells will go up to its healthy range of 80 to 95 millivolts. So, you know, if your tumor cells jumps from 20 millivolts all the way up to 80 or 90, the tumor just disappears. We see it over and over again. So mm-hmm. that's what's valuable about the Tesla med beds, because they go right under your bed, and they're about 30 pounds, so they're heavy. Most people don't even move them. But me, when I did the research papers for the lab, I take them in and out of my bed. I put them around me on the computer here. I'd put them in my car. You know, I take the biohealer when I'm at the gym. So basically, I was always around that field. And, and it keeps your blood sugar normal, even if you're diabetic. I mean, there's a lot of things that it does. And so that I have right now, and I work with that lab. So that's another type of med bed.
Yeah.
I get passionate about this. Yes.
Holographic med bed. So you go into it and it gets rid of cancer or whatever. Okay. Whatever your medical, how long does it work?
Okay. The one you're talking about is, there's one that's for just analysis. Okay. It'll analyze everything. It will make your DNA, it just analyzes everything, your blood, your DNA, your brainwaves, everything, your bones, and it will put the imprint of the DNA back in, so then things like cancer and everything could disappear at that point. So that's one type. The regeneration med bed, that works on limbs, because or somebody that has severe burns, you know.
What about a removed kidney for cancer?
Yes, that, in other words, the regeneration med bed, that the second one I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right. It will replace organ, because you will build a new one. Like if you're missing a limb, it's like people have that phantom limb syndrome. Right. They have pain. And that impression's already there, that DNA signal's already there, and it'll just regrow. Like the kidney, that impression is still there, even though physically it's missing, but you will regrow another one.
Okay. Okay.
How fast? How about osteoporosis?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to get you back, like I was saying earlier, to the earlier age when you didn't have osteoporosis. But osteoporosis is simple. I've gotten rid of arthritis and osteoporosis just using the hair tissue mineral analysis and having my diet and supplement schedule. I mean, I've been doing that for over 30 something years. I see it all the time. That's simple.
Okay, one more question. Abexa Lois asked, if you regenerate, we'll say a kidney, and then a limb, okay, so both scenarios, how long will it take?
Oh, I'm sorry. 20 minutes.
For both? For both, yeah. The kidney and a limb?
Less than a half hour.
Okay. And I didn't know about physical therapy for like a recreation of a limb. I'm thinking you would, just because you haven't had it in a while.
Well, if it were mentally, me, and I'm the doctor, I would have you go through this and have your, like on the third type of med bed, which is the one I'm interested in, it gets rid of traumatic memories. Like, in other words, it doesn't erase the memories, it just erases the trauma. Because I lost my son, it's a big tragedy. But anyway, I would like to get that out. But part of what it does is it reverses the age. It gets you back to the age of, you know, where you had the optimal physical character of maybe 25 or 28 years old, where, you know, you're optimal. So in a lot of people, that's 30 years earlier. You know, just depends.
So,
Jay, you're like talking like
basically what you're saying is once it fixes your DNA, right?
It just gets your DNA back to the way it was at its ideal state. You're breaking up, Jay.
That's basically what I was saying. So what'd you say?
Do you have it in speaker or something?
I do. Probably that's why.
It bounces back.
Yeah.
It's the acoustics here.
Actually, you're doing good now.
Now?
Just talk slow. Just talk slow. Okay.
Don't so, move.
What I'm he's under the Italian. Impression. No Italian. Only German English.
Can any of your things, doctor, bring back a dead person?
Wait a minute.
Within 37 minutes, one of them.
Like with the military, and when they're doing these operations, the golden time, you know, you hear about that golden hour, right?
Right.
So within that hour, if they can get them into the cryogenic unit, then that will preserve them good enough for almost like a few days at a time to get them back to the place where they need to go, to where the med beds that they need or the operation that they need, if they're already dead. And they've done that with soldiers. And then they get them back, and then it revives them because there's still enough energy left when it's in the cryogenic state. There's still that life force energy left, so they can use that body again. And they've done that, or they will clone, you know, that body if it's too late.
Yeah.
But I'm not big on cloning. It's not something I'm big on.
No.
How soon after the RV are you going to be able to have your clinic open?
Hopefully, when funding comes in and I can do my redemption and exchange and all that, it'll be a few months after that, because there's going to be a lot of renovation done. I don't know which building and which space he's getting, but it's going to take a lot of money. But he's already moved to Las Vegas. He's already bought a house there. So I know he's serious. And he got me a prescription for hydroxychloroquine here in Texas. So I know he's real. I went down and picked up my prescription. So I'm very excited about it, but then, you know, I'm being patient and know it's only for at the right time. And meanwhile, it's like I was saying to Luna when I first met Luna and Gio, I'm not about market. I don't do any marketing or advertising or anything. Everything that I've done is by word of mouth and by referral. And so, you know, when Edward Snowden ran away to Russia, I quit what little social media I was doing. I'm still up there everywhere. Johnny Delirious, I'm up there everywhere. But I just don't do any of that for, you know, marketing of any kind. I just go by referral, because it's always been my kind of my gut feeling that if you can't survive by testimonial and referral and, you know, that sort of thing, then you're not really worth it. And so I try to do the best by my patients. And so therefore I've been able to persevere that way, because I don't want to do any more tours or any more speeches or any more. I do an interview every once in a while, and only because he's a super soldier, I'm doing an interview on his show. And I said, okay, I'll do a med bed presentation. But otherwise, I see that little blurb on your Telegram channel, you know, if you're trying to promote yourself. Well, I'm never trying to do that. I just will put up things that I think people will like and are helpful. And so I joined this group because I figure we're all going to be working for the greater good of the whole, you know, of not only the individual, but the whole. So I'm working both on the microcosm and macrocosm, but my focus and my passion is to help the individual, and my patients are the most important thing. So I've got, you know, the Tesla med beds now, and people are doing very well with them. They're expensive, but then they have a financing program and everything. But, you know, and with the HTMA, the laboratory work, I get people over a lot of diseases that most people in the United States and everywhere else think are hopeless, you know, but they can easily be reversed. I mean, I guess my big message when I first met Luna and Gio a week or so ago, I just said, look, you know, all this is available now. I mean, there's hope for people now. You don't have to suffer. So if you go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, you'll see, that's my tagline. You'll see Hippocrates and you'll see my tagline. No one has to suffer. And that's exact. If you're not doing well, well, talk to me. I can help you with that. You know, the first thing I'm probably going to ask you to do is do a hair tissue mineral analysis. I'm not trying to get anybody on auto ship or anything like that. I just, so send me some hair, you know, $226. I'll run it in the lab, and then we have a roadmap of what foods and, you know, a few supplements that you can't get everything from food, but that comes from the lab, and it's all based on your tests and your chemistry. And then we go from there, and 9 out of 10 people, if they follow that, they excel beyond their expectations. And that's what I've been doing for over 38 years.
Yep.
Am I out of place, Luna? I don't want to.
Oh, heavens. No, not at all.
Dr. Johnny, you're in Texas, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm south of Dallas, about an hour's drive.
Okay, because I'm in Dallas, and do you have a facility here in Texas?
Who is this?
This is Hazel.
Oh, Hazel. She's
Angela. Angela. Yeah. Angela.
Oh, Angela. Okay. I don't have, since my divorce, I don't have my clinic anymore. Anyway, so now I just work out of my place. And I work remotely with all my patients, but all tests come to me, the doctor. Anyway, I ran the lab in North Dallas, and then I helped start the lab right that's doing it right now. I helped start them back in 1991, so they've been doing it ever since, and they use a lot of my protocols and improved on some of them, but then I still so if you have to send me the hair, it's right. If you go on my website, there's a little blue consultation tab. You can just send me a note. Just click that blue consultation tab, and then I can give you information about how to do the hair tissue mineral analysis. Or it's real simple. You just go to the Master Survivor and click on the Master Survivor program and click on number 2, which is the hair tissue mineral analysis, and it's right there of how to do it.
The analysis that you're doing is, have you heard of ALCAT? ALCAT test?
All test.
ALCAT, A-L-L-C-A-T.
No,
ALCAT test. It does very similar to what you're doing. And my family did this, the four of us did this, my husband and I and our two children. We did this for the whole family to.
Was it one, just one hair, like one hair? Okay.
Right. Yeah, just one hair, and it was sent to a lab somewhere in the Midwest. I think it was like in Indiana or something. And
I don't condone that kind of test, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it analyzes everything that your body is insufficient in, as far as like the minerals, and also it lists all the allergies that your body is allergic to. So it does like a whole body panel.
Yes.
Right. So
I am familiar with that. I'm not a big believer in it, simply because I know labs, I know what they're doing. I don't think it's the best. I don't like to say bad things about people, but there's a place in Germany that kind of heads the whole thing. Okay, I'll tell you the truth. It's a DNA collection organization.
Yeah, I would think so, because I mean, if you're getting to the root of what the person is lacking as far as like in their diet or what they may be allergic to as in terms of either food or metals, right? You would have to actually extract it from their DNA. Well, and that can be done either by hair follicle tissue or blood.
Well, I don't want the hair follicle. All I want is a clump of hair. Because, see, it's flawed as far as providing a real nutritional roadmap, okay? Because they're not really after that. They're just after the DNA. And they give you a full, beautiful report with all the pretty colors and pictures, and it's all detailed and everything like that. I know about what you're talking about, but I don't condone it or support it, and it's expensive. You know, it's cost more than mine. I think one of them told me it was $320 something.
That's at the low end. If you want the full panel, it can go as high as $900.
No.
Yeah.
It's a way. I'm sorry, but I can do you much better. Just simply because I know people that have done that, and then they do mine, and then I help them with understanding. Because see, with that clump of hair, maybe it's this long or what, that's over a period of time of like 4 or 5 months or 3 months or whatever. We can't really get nutritional value and provide a roadmap from DNA. That's no way. It's like muscle testing. You know, they'll do a muscle test and they'll have you hold the bottle. Well, okay, you may need that supplement that day. Now, maybe tomorrow or next week, you may muscle test and not need that at all.
Yeah, and I do that with a lot of the supplements that we get, is to see if it's even right for our bodies. The only reason why I ask is, to see if you're familiar with it, if it's similar to that. And, I definitely would love to support you in the future, especially after RV, of course.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I appreciate that. I was going to pull up. I have several tests that from that lab, and there's one in Germany that does most of it. And they generally, they send it, over the internet. And then they get the report within 15 or 20 minutes back. But mine, we actually run the hair through and give a complete analysis. See, with my hair tissue mineral analysis, we show the mineral activity that's going on inside the body, the bloodstream, and the lymphatics. See, that's outside the cell. We also show the mineral activity that's going on inside the cell. So it's like a brick house. If we are our cells. Without any bricks, there is no house. Without our cells, there is no body. So, when we show both the supply side and the cellular activity, and then we provide the food to increase on and the foods to avoid, then we can remedy what your body needs. Because once we correct the minerals, everything else falls into place. Once we correct the chemistry of the cell, everything else falls into place. That means all the cells. So.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. I'm kind of blunt. I'm a lab guy. I just state facts. I'm just telling you what I think.
Now, Dr. Johnny, I have another question. We are hearing that when the med beds come out, when the RV happens, that everybody's going to get a med bed. Is that true?
I've heard that too. I think everybody will have med bed treatment available to them in their town. Right. I don't think everybody's going to get a med bed.
No, I don't either. That's why I want a med bed center that has three humans and a large animal and a small animal. And it's kind of like a resort. It'll be a med bed center slash resort, so that once they are cured and fixed, you know, like they got that limb or they got that body part, or they're, them and their family have 3 days to really just enjoy life.
Well, if I may, I'll bring up the hair tissue mineral analysis again. It's like me and Dr. John, we've said that, you know, okay, they go through the med beds, and then what do they got to do? Johnny, they got to have the right food and, you know, schedule and supplement schedule to follow, so they keep that harmony, and maybe 10 years later they'll get another med bed treatment, but otherwise in between time they can stay on top of things. And Danielle, you know, we test hair for dogs and horses, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, because we have a lot of people that, you know, they have, oh, little Fifi, one blue ribbon every year. I want to make sure, you know. And you know, we have people that are doing the Breeders' Cup, and they have their horses. So we test hair on horses and dogs.
I just want to make them not crippled. I want to make them not stage 4 sick. You know, I don't.
It can be reversed.
I'm not really. Yeah, I'm not just reverse what's there, because they're in pain every day.
Well, the Tesla, they provide healing as well. That, in fact, the BioHealer and the MedBed, they're known and registered with the FDA as a over-the-counter pain reduction and relaxation device.
Okay.
So you don't have to plug them in. Animals will come near it because they have a pet unit. You put it in their little, you know, basket, in their, where they rest, and they'll go right to the basket. They love it. And or if you have one, they'll come up in your lap. They want to be with it. They know that scalar energy is good. And so that's, I can't say enough about that. It's that's something that'll take them out of pain and put them. And one thing about the Tesla BioHealers and MedBeds is it keeps you in a good mood. It keeps you in a positive mood. I have some patients that have had problems with depression and things, and they've gotten on that, and they've just been in a good mood. I've got diabetics, and literally, they check their blood sugar 2 or 3 times a day, and since they're on the BioHealer or the MedBed, it's been normal, so they don't take their insulin anymore. Now, they can't make that claim at the lab, but I can tell what my patients are doing to anybody.
I can attest to that. I believe that I suffer from PTSD, and I have to tell you that my emotions have been a lot more balanced.
Yeah.
I don't find that I'm waking up as blue as I was before the BioHealer. And I've had mine now since April.
Oh, okay.
And I think that initially for me, it wasn't for that reason that I got it. I got it to help me level out my blood pressure, because I seem to be going with Mother Earth up and down. Whatever's going on with her, I'm so connected, and it's like in our face. I am not connected. It's so
evident.
If I show you, and I have records over a year now, probably 15 or 18 months worth of records, so you can see the difference when I got the BioHealer, because it leveled it off. But we're still trying to, well, between George doing healings on me regularly, we find that we're finding that balance. So that's strictly without any herbs now, although I've tried all the herbs and tinctures and combinations of stuff, you know, with naturopathic doctors that I've had in the past. But this seems to be the only thing that I've noticed that actually is giving me a result that I can say, I think we're getting there. You know,
yeah, the closer you are to it and the more you're around it, the more it's going to work for you. So I have people put it in a fanny pack if they're on the move, or I said, just take the fanny pack to bed with you, you know, or put it, or just wear it in the car. And that's if it's near you and on your person, it's going to work the best.
Yeah, so that's the portable one that you're talking about, yes. Right? Which is the 299, I believe it is, or the last time I checked.
That's a smaller unit. That's the pet. Yeah.
You know, the 599 is the one that I have.
Right.
And I'm talking American dollars here. So yeah, I guess I want to ask you a question. Why it's not recommended for children 5 and under? So since mine is in my room, I always take it out when my grandchildren come because, the youngest now is 6 years old, but originally they were under, I did have one that was under 5. So is there a reason why children are not supposed to be exposed to this scalar energy?
Children, pregnancy, it's a legal thing. They've got to put out that disclaimer.
Okay.
But it's totally good for them.
It is good for them, yeah.
Yeah. I can say that, but they can't.
Yeah, I didn't notice a difference with my dog because he's as close. He's always around me, so I didn't notice a difference with him. He always was on my lap, so he still continues to be on my lap when it's.
Yeah, he probably keeps wanting to be on your lap too.
He does. He does very much.
Dr. Johnny? Yeah, what would you suggest? Because I'm thinking of shipping Bayou Healing canisters to my dad, but he lives in Philippines. What would you suggest? I know because I noticed that it doesn't offer any out of state shipping.
If he's in the Philippines,
and he's got Parkinson's,
have it. You'd have to have them ship it to him, you know, the lab directly ship it to him.
Okay.
That would be the best thing.
And with the Parkinson's, I know that Luna, you have one unit.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, it's that big. And how, okay, because you mentioned it was like 30 pounds earlier.
Oh, so, that's the med bed. There's two operators that
the
are
med bed's this
each.
Big. Yeah, it's this.
Yeah, they're,
it's the canister that's like
it's
this
like a
wide.
5 gallon bucket.
Yeah, and you need what? It comes with 3 of them for that med bed. 2 of them, so $19,000 gets you 2 of those big ones. They're under the bed, and you shouldn't move them. You should leave them there. But if he's going to have one in his room, so he's actually going to need. Right. No, another one.
I was just wondering because of his.
Keep it near you, Luna.
Hmm?
Keep it near you.
Keep it right near me?
Yeah. Thank you. Yay.
Yeah, since April. So,
with my dad's Parkinson's, would you recommend just one biohealer?
I would recommend 2.
Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, those type of things. I've got a couple of patients with Parkinson's. Just the Tesla biohealers or the MedBed probably won't have immediate results right away. There's only one real solution to put that behind you. In other words, with the Tesla biohealers, it's going to keep him from getting worse. In other words, it'll stabilize it. It'll stop the progression.
I'm looking for something that would at least keep it from progressing even worse the med beds, the actual med beds or the celestial chambers actually arrive.
That will stabilize it and stop it from progression.
Yeah, but which one, Dr. Johnny, should have the bed, and then he should have a portable one that maybe he carries in a fanny pack for him, I think.
Right.
Would probably be best, right?
Yes, he should have both to have the best result, and it'll stabilize and stop the progression. He'll be in a better mood, so just that alone is going to improve things a lot. Yeah. But the only way I can know to reverse Parkinson's and dementia and autism and things like that is intrathecal stem cell injection. And you can only do that out of the country. Either I take people to Costa Rica or Mexico. So that's the only way you can reverse that. Otherwise, yeah. it's just something you gotta live
Hazel.
With.
Hazel. So, yeah. Dr. Johnny's been working with a couple of clinics, right, in those locations for how many years now, Dr. Johnny?
Oh, it's been over 10 years or so. Yeah.
10 years. So he takes privately, he takes them.
Himself, no, this is an right? honor to actually meet you on here in the World Benevolence Group, because I, you know, my husband and I follow James Rink, and we've seen you. We watch you on some of the videos that he's had in the past. So I was actually amazed to see you here. So it's an honor.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
I remember now, nothing's by chance, right? Did I not say long ago that we would people will find us that we need? Yeah.
It's all about frequency. Right?
Yeah. It is. We called him in.
Yes.
or I should say Archangel Michael called you in. So
I think so.
Oh no, I know so. I don't think. I know so.
Yeah, we have a question here from Sherry.
Hey. Hey, I've been MIA.
Hi, Sherry.
I have a question for Johnny. I got mom, she's 85, and we were looking into the biohealer thing. And I told her, I said, I think probably we were thinking about getting one, and I think because she's 85, I thought the child one would be better for her because then it wouldn't be so strong. Am I right or wrong on that? No. Or would I be right or wrong?
I would get the biohealer, the $600 biohealer. That's U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
Where are you located?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay. Yay.
Where are you?
Sherry, it's this size.
I'm near north of Hillsboro in Milford, which is like by Italy and Waxahachie.
Yeah, I know where you are. Yeah, I mean, we're going to go do a celestial thing on Friday again, and then and that. So we're going to do.
Sherry,
what are you doing?
Celestial bed healing. There's a lady down there. She does it for free. And
CC.
Yeah, she's with him. Yeah. Is that good or no? Good? No?
Well, it's okay. And I can't make, they got all these meetings and things up in Dallas and Austin for connecting consciousness. And I can't make any of them. But yeah, I think it's a great thing. Yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be good.
I went to her. Well, actually, I had emailed for mom because she's 85. And I said, and somebody had posted, I can't remember, this is like, I don't know how many months ago, anyway. So I said, hey, you know, my mom, she's 85, and I would like to get her in. And so they had emailed me back. So we went down to Austin and checked it out. And it mellowed me out a lot because I was like on an emotional roller coaster ride. I was like up, down, up. It was like, this was all in the, after learning all of the, you know, the darker stuff. And then I got the kids, you know, they think I need to be committed and all of that, you know. But I'm like so much better now and learning every day. And mom is learning with me. She's right behind me. Her light switch keeps going on a little far every day and all this. But so, and I told her, check these out. And connecting conscious is too big for me, and that's why I with the WBG, I don't know why I don't quite resonate fully with them. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in Charlie Ward's Insider Club. I'm in Connecting Consciousness, and I can't. It's sort of a social, you know, like a social thing. Right. But at this point in my life, I'm just interested in helping my patients.
Yeah, right.
That's all I'm interested in.
Maybe I need to come down to your office. Go over to your office.
Just contact me on themastersurvivor.com and just click on the blue consultation tab, and you can send me a note, and we can go from there for sure.
Oh my gosh, you know what? You know how Luna, and I'm always saying it too. And it's like, when I came across WBG, I was like, everything is for a reason, right? And here, I've been kind of MIA the last few calls because I was like, my roommate, he was home and I'm trying to get him caught up and he's been working in Austin. And so he doesn't have time to kind of like learn all this stuff. And so here we are and here you are. See, Luna, once again, here we go. Everything's for a reason. And that. But so anyways, I'm done. thank you.
Sherry?
Uh-huh.
Did you see my biohealer?
Yeah,
that's the $5.99 one that he's talking about. Okay, that's how big it is. It's in the palm of my hand, right?
Yeah. Just and so then you can see. Put it under the bed or next to you, right?
No. Not that. Not this one. Doesn't go well. I mean, you could, I guess, put it under the bed, but you can just put it by your bedside or at your feet or something, right? Just yeah. Awesome. It has to be within 3 feet. But Dr. Johnny says the closer the better.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Just there's that field.
Right. Yeah. And then I can just set it by her. And then if it's too strong or something, I can pull it back a little bit is what I can do. Right.
Yep.
She's in pretty good shape. She's like, man, she's like dancing and everything. She's got it comes out of her room the other day and she's got a radio playing and she's like, woo, let's dance.
Yeah, she looks very young for her age, from what I've seen, and her obviously her spirit is also very, very young.
Yeah,
Sandra's mother too. You know, she's the same, very young, very young.
Right.
They're beautiful, beautiful ladies.
Yeah. Oh, I keep telling her, I toot her horn. You know, I tell her, I say, you are here for a reason. I said,
that's right.
And I'm like, you're here for the senior community to help them get on board because she gets all the Gaia. She's getting all the Gaia stuff. You know, she fights me on it, but that's because she's got 85 years to unlearn to relearn. You know, and the neighbors, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Hello, I'm Mickey.
Yeah. We're in the process of putting up Dr. Johnny's sheet that he provided us with four different services, I believe it was, right,
Dr. Johnny? Did you get my new sheet? Yeah. Okay, good.
I think you just sent that a few days ago, right?
Right, the most recent.
Yeah. George has been pushing stuff up to the server, so it'll be up by the end of the day, if not sooner.
Johnny, you mentioned a website. Did you say Super Soldier Talk?
Here, I can put it in the chat. Here, I'll put it in the chat for everybody, Danny.
Okay. Yeah, it's on YouTube, Super Soldier Talk.
I've got, I'm talking about your website.
The Master Survivor. But I meant, his talk in the presentation on the med beds.
Yeah,
supersoldiertalk.com, and that would be 3:00 Eastern time on the October 25th.
Monday, all it's right, but it'd be just go to YouTube and just type in Super Soldier Talk, James Rink, and on YouTube you can pull it up that way at that time, and it should be live.
Awesome.
Okay. Cool.
Here we have a new person here, Mickey.
Hi.
Hi. I'm
Mickey.
Yeah, where are you from, Mickey?
Well, I'm from actually a lot of places. Not to be a smartass, but I'm originally from Ohio, Cleveland area, and lived there for many years. Then I moved to Arizona. In the Sedona area, Woo Woo Land, we were known as. And of course, I are one, so I perfectly understand. And then I remarried. My first husband passed away in Ohio. That's why I left and came to Arizona. Then I was living in Florida for a long time. and put up with many hurricanes, which are terrifying. And was there for about 8 years, and now I'm back in Sedona.
Awesome. It's so beautiful up there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, place. It is. Yeah.
Yeah, very welcome. Yeah, we got I think most of the people here are about a 50-50 split here between Americans and Canadians, looks like.
Oh, okay.
I'm Ohio.
Oh,
I'm Ohio.
Cleveland. Actually,
I'm from Medina, Ohio.
Oh, for heaven's sake. And see, that's where we're looking for property with my first husband. Yeah, I'm in from Brecksville.
Okay.
Brecksville is north.
I know where it is. I used to work there. I used to work in Cleveland. I do work in Cleveland.
Yeah, I absolutely loved Medina. Unfortunately, my first husband passed away from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And that was back in 86. I moved to Arizona in 87. Lived here for, oh my God, since God was a little boy. seriously, I'm going to take off my glasses. Lived here for 30 some odd years, was widowed for about 25 years. Then my second husband, which happened to be the best friend of my first husband's wife, passed away. And so I had known him. I kept saying that he would make a wonderful big brother, which I never had. I had two little brothers. One passed away. The other one is in Tucson. He's a nurse. He's an RN. And he asked me to marry him in 2011. Yeah, 2011. And that's when I moved to Florida with him. And we were there for about 8 years until he passed away, which was from complications of COPD. Life has been very interesting, and I ain't getting married no more.
Right.
They die, you know.
Yeah.
There's something about
my but if you come to Medina, there's gonna be a med bed. So we'll just reverse that.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm planning on doing med beds. And I'm actually also considering, once this whole wonderfulness happens, getting or not selling, but rebuilding my home here in Sedona, because the termites have gotten to it. And it's basically being held up by rubber bands and paper clips.
I'm from Hawaii. So
I don't want to sound stupid, but where is Sedona?
Sedona is
Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like right smack in the middle, and we're known for our red rocks and tourism.
Good.
And that's why I'm probably going to relocate to Prescott, which is slightly southwest, so I can get my horses back and have more acreage, because I'm very, very small on acreage. But anyway, pardon?
Yeah, I was going to say, when I come to Sedona, I'm actually going to be coming witness the field of vortex there, the earth vortex.
Oh, they really exist.
I know. I've been to a few of them.
Okay.
Mickey, how close are you?
To Sedona?
Yeah.
I live in the village of Oak Creek, but they want us to say Sedona. We're not allowed to declare ourselves the village people. YMCA. But I are a village people. I'm proud of being a village people. They're just too darn many tourists. Do you know, I used to work at the Chamber of Commerce. Let me put this back on. That's my front light. The Sedona area, we get sometimes more tourists in Sedona, which is somewhere, last I heard was about 10 years ago, is about 4 million a year, more so than the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're way tinier than the Grand Canyon.
Oh.
But we call ourselves the other Grand Canyon, and they got upset with me. Grand Canyon called the chamber office and spoke to the prez and whoever he, she, you can't say that. Well, why not? Because we're the Grand Canyon. You can't say you're the other Grand Canyon. I said, but we are. God created the Grand Canyon, but he lives in Sedona. So there.
So you want to hear something absolutely bizarre. Okay. Yeah. So I have my map of places that I want to do my med bed resort centers. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Texas, Dr. Yeah. Johnny.
Yeah.
Arizona, Mickey.
Mickey. And Leah. And Leah.
Doctor, I know. Leah. And Leah.
And Leah. Yeah.
Nevada, Dr. John, correct? He's in right. Vegas.
Yes.
You're Dr. on Johnny, mute again.
You're muted.
You're Dr. on mute Johnny. Again.
Yes, he's yes. in Las Vegas, Dr. John.
So those are three. Then I have Montana. I have either very South Dakota or very North Nebraska and very East South Carolina or very North Georgia, Ohio, which is me.
Yeah, I love Medina.
Michigan. Michigan, and then New York. Danny, so those are the targeted sites.
Danny, well, don't forget that there will be one in California too.
Right.
Well, I was talking. I had a friend come over because I'm getting a new puppy. I've had so many breeds. I've had four English Mastiffs, and they were two at a time. Lost all four of them about 6 years ago, and then I got two French bulldogs, and I just lost one a month ago. He was trapped behind a fence and died of exhaustion. It's very sad. So I still have his little baby brother here. See if I can show him to you. See if I can get. No, it's too dark. That's where he's sleeping.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can see him.
Yeah, we can see him.
That's Fred. It was Fred and Barney. Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. Fred and the new puppy is going to be an English Mastiff. Oh. And he's already been named. Pardon? Oh yeah, I named him. I don't have him yet. There were seven puppies born in the litter, five girls, two boys. And so I claimed, and so nice, the family lives in Prescott, and met them, spoke with them many times. They sent me a picture yesterday, and they're already calling him Yogi. And that's his name, Yogi. So Yogi Bear.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and then when we get the girl, she's going to be Boom Boom. Or Boo Boo. Boo Boo.
Oh, Boo Boo.
Yeah. Boo boo on Yogi.
I had a
boo. I do that.
I had a bull mastiff in Hawaii. They're amazing dogs.
Oh, I love them. Well, yeah. You know, the wonderful thing about a mastiff is that they are very, I want to say intimidating, yes. But they will crush you to death.
Yes they will.
Because they love to give hugs. They're very mild mannered, but they are guard dogs.
Yeah, they are.
So when people see them, they're like, ah!
When mine would run down the driveway next to the house, yeah. it was sand, and this is in Hawaii, so it's sand.
Yeah.
You could hear it, brum, 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 kind of like a horse, you know. my son rode him when he was a baby, you know, he was about a year old.
Yeah.
You do in that, you know. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Well, I have to thank whoever the person is. George is who's yeah. which yeah. is George?
Right up the top left.
Right here. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I don't see your face, unfortunately. And I don't know anything about Zoom. And so I've got it now on my iPhone. I don't know anything about it at all, except that my girlfriend, who was living here for a while, had Zoom, and she was get onto Zoom meetings. And I thought, you know, I'm 72. And this, I consider this a newfangled contraption.
And so, well, you're doing well. You're doing
thank
well.
You. And nobody believes I'm 72, but I really am. And I don't look it, I don't act it, but I feel it. And
sometimes.
So yeah, I mean, I'm basically a crazy person. And I've never
joined. You got the right club here.
I know. and I've never declared myself normal.
No.
So if
I don't want to be normal. I like.
No, I don't want to be normal. Nope.
We're all divergent here.
Yes, we
okay.
are.
Okay. Yeah, my yes. people. I found Hi. My people.
Your family.
Yeah, okay. The tribe.
Oh,
yep.
yay.
Yep, your tribe. Very, just be you.
Grow up.
Well, you know.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
My girlfriend was telling me about med beds, and I know I want to get. Being 72, I'm having some issues with arthritis now. Serious, painful issues with arthritis. So I was laying on the couch when I tried to get in on the into the World Benevolence Group, and for whatever reason. I cannot get access to it. In fact, I try to reactivate it, and it keeps saying, that's what I was back and forth. I thought I had a access code and a password, and it's saying, no, that it's not accurate. Then something would come up about BraveNet. I have no idea what BraveNet is.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
And, that's the one you want to be in.
Yeah, we'll talk how I can get you connected after the Zoom call.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll fix
all
that.
All right, well, can I give you, I think I gave you my email. Can I give you my phone number?
No,
and
I
don't care if
I have it. I have it on the text.
Oh, good. Okay.
Talk me.
So, yeah. I mean, anybody can call me because I do a lot of computer stuff, but these newfangled contraptions are kind of like in the back burner because they're two newfangled contraptions for my old age.
I think you just need a one-on-one with somebody. We'd get you.
I got mom here. She started when she was like 79, I think. We got her a tablet, right? 79. If I say, okay, mom, you need to research Xarelto so I can figure out how to get it off. What's in it, right? And she'd be surfing all over, but there, you know, she's all over. It's like, yo, pay attention. I call her, young lady, pay attention. That's how I get her. That's how I get her attention now because she'll be surfing all over the place.
That's basically what I do. I've got a group of about 20 people that I have been sending info to about the, you know, the reset, et cetera. Yeah. And so I'm on my computer pretty much all day. And that's not an exaggeration. I can start as early as like 8 o'clock in the morning and go till almost 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. So it makes for a very long day. I know how to do it. Now, who is that person? With the short hair, who are you?
Lois?
What? I don't know.
Top right.
I don't know.
Me?
Is the one that's waving?
Was the lady with the
short hair, Johnny?
Oh, I got short hair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Lois. That's Lois.
Well,
the
me
short
too.
Hair.
I got mm-hmm. short hair. And it's disappearing quickly. That's one of the things I want to do on MedBed. But I really would like to get back, get my body healed up because I've got places to go, people to see, things to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's right.
When you're not feeling
right.
well, and having moved back from Florida, I just realized last night I've got 5 households in one small house.
That's
and
all right.
now it looks like a hoarder house. And and so I do as much as I can until I can't. I have to stop because I'm in so much pain. And so, yeah.
Well, yeah, later on, Mickey, when I call you, I'll talk to you about the pain you're having with the arthritis. I'll probably be able to help remotely as well.
Well, I was seeing a chiropractor in Florida, and he was like a miracle man. Oh my God, he was absolutely spectacular.
I'll give you some tools that you can do that to help yourself as well, to get rid of most of the pain. It's not that hard.
Okay.
Arthritis in general can be removed pretty fast.
Well, I think that would be wonderful. The other thing that I did, I fell about a year and a half ago. I was staying at my sister's with Cliff. And we were supposed to only be there for the weekend. We ended up being there a month because he was hospitalized. He was having issues. And so he had to be in the hospital. But at one point I fell down the stairs and I tore my shoulder. Rotator cuff?
Yeah.
Rotator? Okay. And so that's all screwed up. It's better. You know, I can do stuff, but I have to be really careful. You know, I can lift it up. But I can't push out, you know, like I can push in, but I can't push out. And so when we were fixing my fence yesterday, that was pretty horrific, but it's done. Nobody's going to get stuck and die. So anyway, it's nice meeting you all.
Yeah,
you too. Very nice to meet you.
And this is a wonderful conversation, and I can't wait for this to happen because I've got now my list of close to 70 things I want to have for my humanitarian. And it covers everything, people, animals, and what else? Med beds, people, animals. That's kind of it. I mean, it's like every possible possibility involving people and animals. I will also say that my dad, who since passed away, he died in 1999. Yeah. And my mom died a few months later. My dad was a physician back in Cleveland. And I was a medical secretary for about 8 years working for my dad. But I ended up being like chief cook and bottle washer. So anyway, I have a background in medicine, and virtually my entire family are involved in medicine. And so that's where I feel my calling with the med beds comes in. And I can see doing that for animals too. You know, I mean, my poor mastiffs, they ended up with, and they were clear. We all had, all their hips were cleared AFA, American, I forget what it's called, but the group that certifies hips in large breed dogs. But they ended up with issues that they couldn't stand up anymore. And one ended up with bone cancer, had to be put down because he had bone cancer. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming from. But now I'm just jabbering at the lips. So I'm going to shut up.
It's okay.
It's all right.
You're doing great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm planning, is people and dogs and small animal and large animal and humans. Yep. And then a resort. And that it would be at a barn, which would do physical therapy, because I'm thinking of the horses need sand.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking that the people, if they had to do physical therapy, it would be somewhere close enough to drive to a facility that already does physical therapy. And the smaller animals, it's going to be a physical therapy building for them too. My friend who wants to hook onto my project, or hook on, it's our project because we both joined this together. She's gonna do pet adoption.
Oh good. I'm gonna do rescue,
service dog training, and she's gonna make sure they got a cage and a food and a collar and you know, she's going to make sure they got everything they need.
I'm right in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff.
You are Arizona.
Yes. Yes, I are.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I are. I'm in Sedona, Arizona. And I have to say about Medina, we were looking, and I remember the road name was 303, or the road number was 303. Okay. And Medina Line Road. Does that ring a bell?
42.
And
Medina Line is also 42.
Okay. See, so
that
I'm
is not too far, right? Yeah, not too far from me.
No, I absolutely loved it. Unfortunately, he developed Hodgkin's and was hospitalized and went into remission for about 3 years, came back, and in 6 months he was dead of non-Hodgkin's. So I'm wanting, and my girlfriend that was here yesterday, speaking of med beds and what I'm wanting to get people into that realization that they can turn things around, because she's in a lot of pain. She had breast cancer, I think surgery, and was on chemo, and is having a lot of issues. And when I spoke with her about med beds, of course, she doesn't read any of the emails that I send, so she doesn't know anything about this. But I'm thinking, oh, Sally, this would turn everything around. And she's like, no, not interested. Not interested. I thought, well, don't speak too soon. So,
I know.
Okay. All right. So I'm really going to shut up now.
It's okay. Hey, I do have to ask. Somebody said, Danielle, don't forget about California. Who said that?
Don't know.
Hazel, are you in California?
No, I left California, but my girlfriend and I are going to set up a healing center in San Diego.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
See?
San Diego?
I'm checking off the sites.
It's our first project as WBG, right? Is the San Diego? Healing centers is what... wherever our members wanted. So
right.
Angela, where are you at in San Diego?
My name is Hazel. Angela is my husband. But we left California. We used to live in San Jose. And then now we live in Dallas.
You're in Dallas, but who said they were from San Diego?
Oh, no one. No one. My girlfriend and I are going to open up a healing center there.
Okay.
She's also in the Bay Area.
I'm from Santee, which is just east of San Diego.
Santee.
Yeah. El Cajon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We passed through there.
Yeah. Santee.
Yeah. So somewhere in San Diego, Carlsbad area is where we're thinking.
Right. Cool.
And Sherry, we need to, you're so close to me. We still need to get together.
Oh, I know. Well, you can't miss me. I'm in my black truck with my Trump flag and my American flag and my T-shirts and my Where We Go One, We Go All. I'm waiting to see who's going to shoot me.
Well, I messaged you, so you have my contact there.
I messaged you back. I'll message you on the message so we don't interrupt on here.
Hey, can I ask a quickie question? Because I was trying to do this. I'm all Mac. Everything I have is Mac. And so Zoom, you cannot get Zoom on a regular computer. Big screen?
You can. I don't know about
Zoom Cloud Meeting, and it says this app is available only on the App Store for iPhone and iPad.
That's not true. I'm on Windows.
Yeah, well, this is a Mac.
Yeah, but I'm not on an iPhone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on my iPhone.
That's no, she's saying she can't get it on her Mac
on her PC. Like a Big Mac.
Yeah, right.
My Big Mac.
Yeah, I'll help you with that later when I talk to you afterwards.
Okay. Because it's
George is an IT guy, Mickey.
Pardon? Say that again.
He's an IT. He's in IT or a former IT guy.
So WBG's the in-house.
Yeah.
So you know. You know all about these newfangled contraptions.
I do, or most of them anyway.
Yeah. Or most of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all Mac, and so when I saw this, because it says it's free, but it won't let me click on anything on my Big Mac. This is my Mac, not MacBook Pro. I forget what this one is called. This is I'm running Sierra, and I call it my Big Mac. It's a 28-inch or 30-inch Gigundo screen.
Yeah, it probably won't matter. It will probably just match. Probably just a matter of matching up the driver with the proper operating system. That's all.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I just found this really interesting because I'm like, okay, I want to get this on my Big Mac, and then I find this, and it says this app is available only on the apps in the App Store for iPhone and iPad. I do have an iPad. And I'm using my iPhone, but for my Big Mac, it doesn't say it's happy. So
we'll figure it out later after the call.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, and then the last question, because I did have, in fact, let me see if I can get this.
Oh, I'm good, everybody. Thank you so much.
Bye, Dr. Johnny.
Hi, Dr.
Jenna. Are we done? Are we having to be done? Do we have to be done?
No. Okay. Dr. Johnny's going.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Johnny.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
I'll see you.
All right.
He's already gone.
Where is this? Okay. I have, hold on. I have, it says Dinar Chronicles chat room on my stickies. Okay, let me put this here. And I don't know what this means. I printed it out. It's chat OVC, no, Chatovad account. And then it gives the account number. And then I have my password. But when I put in the account number and the password, it doesn't exist.
All right. So let's deal with this afterwards when I talk to you after the
okay.
Well,
okay.
I'm hanging up. So don't worry about it. I'm hanging up. So you could do it now.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta get going too.
All
I
have right, to go. And
well, thank you, folks.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Mickey. Thank you so much. Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Nice meeting you too. George.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good
okay,
day.
So how do
Brenda.
I hang up? Bye-bye. How do I hang up?
It's okay. He'll do it when it's time.
Okay.
Why you want to go now?
I think I'm gonna have to go.
Okay, yeah, just click out of your browser or out of the Zoom meeting.
Oh,
it should
okay.
Say leave somewhere on the bottom.
It says Geo Wellsbury.
Yeah.
Mute, stop video, yes. More, yes. Leave. Okay. Yes.
Leave.
I always forget to hit the leave button.
It's the leave button. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. All right. So we're probably
see
just call it a. Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye nice meeting.
Thank
nice
you. Meeting you. Take care.
Nice bye. Meeting you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My goodness.
We should just shut it all down almost.
Yeah, so okay. All right. So hey, do we have any do we have
Judy,
any
how are you?
What was that?
Oh, Luna said hi and I said hi, how was she? How are you guys?
I'm good.
How was your birthday and your Thanksgiving?
I was good. Really good. Yeah, I wasn't feeling so great on Thanksgiving.